The problem begins when you say, that person is mine. That person is mine. Then there's the possession, and then there's the, I need you. I need you to fulfill me. Because we think, this is the illusion. The illusion is that that person has given us love. Actually, what happened was me and you fell away. Separation fell away and love was revealed. But then the game, really, the game that the mind plays is that person gave me love. I need to keep that person because I like the feeling of love. And then, you know, I have to keep that person because that person makes me feel good. We've got it completely the wrong way around.
But what keeps you from not leaving your or the one you're with, your girlfriend? What?
That's a brilliant question. That is a brilliant question. I'm always I'm always amazed. You know, I open my eyes and look across, and look to the other side of the bed, and my girlfriend is there. Amy is there. You know, she has the absolute freedom in every single moment. Absolute freedom to leave. Freedom to leave. She can walk away at any moment if she wants to. That is her freedom. Mine too. Any moment I can walk away. The miracle is she hasn't yet. So there's only gratitude left. There's nothing keeping us together. There's no special force keeping us together. There's no...
No rings?
There's no rings. Actually, we're getting married in September. But
so, but why is that? Why do you get married?
It's
a concept.
Marriage, it's fun, you know, it's playful. Just in the same way that I call her my girlfriend. There's no sense that she's mine, and yet it becomes quite playful. When you see that she can't possibly be mine, then you're free to play. We play at being boyfriend and girlfriend, we play at getting married. What's seen is that she can never be mine, and that's love. That's love, seeing that the other person can never be yours. I wouldn't want to possess her. Even if I could, I wouldn't want to possess her. That would kill her. She is free. Love is freedom. Love is also freedom. You know, so love doesn't want to possess. And then she is absolutely free to walk away. It's like sometimes I find myself, you know, sitting in a cafe with my girlfriend, and you know, we're having a conversation, drinking tea or coffee. And that's all there is in that moment. That's all there is. It's so simple. It's just a girl and a boy sitting together in a cafe, drinking tea or coffee and having a chat. It's so simple. Where is this thing called relationship? Where is this third entity? It's like me, her, and the relationship. I can't find the relationship. All I can find is a girl sitting there drinking coffee. That's all we have, that moment together. Past and future, irrelevant. There's just the preciousness of what's happening, just the simplicity of what's happening.
So could you say that you're meeting her again?
Yes, exactly. Without this thing called relationship, without this, the expectations and the mind and the possession, you're always meeting her for the first time. You meet her for the first time.
So that's a secret. Blissful relationship.
The secret to a blissful relationship is to lose the relationship. Yeah. Who needs a relationship when you have love?
Yeah.
That's all that's left. When that thing that we call relation, when I say relationship, I mean the expectations, the you know, you do what I want you to do, or else you'll be in trouble. All the baggage. I mean the past, basically. Mm-hmm. When I say relationship, I mean history. I mean our history. When the past goes, all you have left is just the simplicity and the preciousness of just sitting in a cafe having a nice conversation. It's so simple. That's all you ever have, really. That's all you ever really have. Just like we take it for granted. We completely take this moment for granted, you know. But that's all you're left with, is just what's happening, just sitting in a cafe, and you meet this person for the first time, and because something called a relationship isn't getting in the way, you can really listen to them. You can really hear them. You can really see them.
So she still amazes you with things that she says, or, oh, there she goes. She goes again. No?
When the possession goes, When the possession goes, it's like she can fully be herself. Finally, you know. When the my girlfriend, she's my girlfriend. When that goes, she's just free, just to be herself. She's free to come, she's free to go. You know, because there are no rules. That's really what we mean by relationship, is rules.
Is it the same with family? With family. Brother, sister, mother, father, all past acting itself out again?
Absolutely. I'll tell you the story of when I saw my father for the first time. You know, I spent years being angry with my father because he has a heart problem, and the doctors told him that he needs to eat healthily. But every single time I went into the kitchen, I would see him shoving cakes into his mouth and spreading butter all over his toast. And it used to make me so angry because I loved him and I didn't want him to die. So out of love, this, what I thought was love, you know, I would get angry. Dad, you know, you're killing yourself. You're stupid. And that didn't work, of course. He didn't listen. No one listens to anger. So I tried being spiritual about it. I tried accepting, you know, accepting him. That didn't work. I tried ignoring it. I tried everything.
You know, hiding the cakes.
I tried hiding the cakes. I tried everything. It was all trying to get him to change. Because I thought, well, if I love him, it's my duty to get him to change. And he used to make me so angry. You know, and this is when I used to think I was a spiritual person. You know, I used to get so angry. And then one day I walked into the kitchen, and what I saw was just this innocent old man eating a piece of cake. Just innocently putting a piece of cake into his. It was so innocent. He was like a little baby.
That was the first time you really saw your father.
Exactly. It was like seeing my father, what I called my father, without the story, without the past, without the expectations, without the possession, without the mine, without the me, actually, seeing him without me. And actually, in that, I couldn't really call him my father. I couldn't even call him anything. There was just a seeing of what was there. It was just this sweet, innocent old man putting a piece of cake into his mouth because he likes cake. It was so sweet and so innocent.
So any change after that? I think in the way you interacted with your father, it went...
What happened then was I realized he didn't need me to change him. He was perfect the way he was. And of course in that, you know, I could still suggest that maybe he eats this food, this is more healthy, but the charge went out of it, the anger went out of it, you know.
And suddenly he listened?
He started to listen. It was very strange. He started to listen. He still eats cake. He still eats a lot of cake. But it's like it's not a problem anymore. You know, out of love, what I thought was love, I was going to war. You know, I wasn't really seeing what was there. I wasn't really listening. I wasn't really seeing. So once the mind, once the possession comes in, we stop seeing what is there. And what is there is always so innocent. Beyond our stories, people are so innocent. You know, it's like Jesus said, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. If people knew what they were doing to themselves, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do that to themselves.